Now will you notice, verse 5, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. And one of the things that's happened in our day, in particular, is the dignity that's been given to sin. There was a time that sin was down the side street, and it was dirty, was filthy. And it savored of that which was low and foul. But today, sin has moved up on the boulevard, and it's done with great dignity. It's given a very prominent place. And on a TV show where they have these foolish interviews, my, there's nothing today that is such a waste of time as listening to these interviews, interviewing the so-called great or the oddballs. And it looks like everybody on these are oddballs. And I noticed one the other day. It had on it a stripper. That is, a girl takes off her clothes in a nightclub. And my, it was called an art form. But when I was a young fella growing up in my teens, and I was away from God then, I can tell you that, in Detroit, where we snuck off on Saturday night, and it wasn't any art form, it was dirty. It was filthy. Today it's an art form. Oh, how sin is handled in such a dignified way today. And the thing is that folly is set in great dignity, and the rich set in a low place. The thing about it is that a man that is a prominent man in the community, actually the man that probably makes the finest contribution, do they ever put him, the ordinary citizen, the ordinary Christian, is he ever interviewed today? No, he occupies a low place. You never hear of him. He's never written up. It's always oddballs. It's always those that are way out in left field. They are the ones that receive the attention today. Now listen to this. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. What a picture that you have here. To work hard and save your money and study late does not mean that you'll always become a success. Why, the fool next door to you may inherit $1 million, friends. That's the thing that happens today. And how many fools, men that have some odd thing, and they are the ones riding on horses. And I know many wonderful Christians. Oh, across this land, I've had the privilege of meeting some of the most wonderful people. And you know, they're humble folk. Many of them live in humble homes. Some of them are prominent, by the way, in the sense that they're well-to-do. But they're absolutely ignored. They're walking as servants upon the earth. What a picture. And verse 8, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. And today, if you think you can sin and get by with it, especially if you're a child of God, you are very foolish, because all you've got to wait, and God will take care of it. I've watched that over the years. I've watched a Christian that has done things that's wrong, and they never got by with it. Somewhere down the line, God began to move in on them, and he took them to the woodshed. Now will you notice, whoso removeth stone shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. And removing stones, these were markers for the property. To remove those would mean that actually whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Whatever you're going to do in the way of sin, if you sow to the flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. And you can depend on that, my friend. And that's the reason the Lord says to us today, avenge not yourselves. I will repay, saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You turn it over to God, he'll see to it that the thing is straightened out. Then we find here, if the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. If the hoe gets dull, if you have any sense at all, you'll sharpen it because it's going to make it harder to dig with it. And how many people today are not willing to do the thing to sharpen the hoe? I said to a young man the other day, God's called him to preach, and he wants to take a short course. And I said, oh, young man, don't do that. Sharpen your hoe. Sharpen your sowing. And don't go out untrained. Take time for that. It's very foolish to take a dull hoe and expect to cut out a bunch of weeds. Sharpen the hoe, then move in. My, may I say to you, there's some great lessons to be learned in the book of Ecclesiastes, unusual book.